There's the skull.
Mop, mop.
Hey, hey, hey.
Roscoe.
What time is it? I'm a little late, right?
4:33. Not too bad. 4:33 and a third.
I just got into a bass part and I had to... I was going like this.
Gotta find your way out of it, huh?
All right.
You were doing the funka, funka, funka?
Yeah, two fingers.
Ooh. Play with your fingers?
Huh?
You play with your fingers, huh?
Not on the bass.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No, I mean, I'm playing it on an evil thing.
Oh, I see. So.
Let me.
What makes sense to me?
What? Sounds like bass?
The five of
Something
us all together.
About.
I got a bass.
I know. You got a great bass. How
great?
Long have you had that?
What?
How long have you had it?
I've had it since, like, August. No, really, since, like, June. You know, it's just one of those things that guy, Rich Pancotti, you know, remember him?
Is he
relentless
the
mojo conversationalist?
The insufferable guy that had the really nice deluxe, Tweed Deluxe?
That's the one. Well, what you didn't know about him is that he had a real nice Fender Precision, circa 1967, in Sunburst, Dead Mint, and he doesn't have it anymore. I have it.
All right.
He was short on dough, and he owed me some money anyway, so he gave it to me for, like, nothing.
Really?
I take it out and look at it every
night. I know, it's beautiful.
How do you get a free bass, folks? The old Birch way.
Yeah, it's a different kind of free bass.
Someone said free bass. Yeah. Dan woke up.
Dan
free
woke up. Where's Dan? How is Dan?
Dan is really bummed because he always considered himself to be the butcher of Avenue A.
Yeah.
And then they gave it to some two-bit abortionist from India.
Yeah.
What is that guy's name? How do you pronounce his name?
Den. D-E-N.
Oh.
Oh, you mean
B-U-T-C-H-E-R.
You mean the butcher of Avenue A?
The butcher.
Raji Mershahani.
Couldn't you be like the candlestick maker of Avenue A or something, Dennis?
The baker of Avenue A?
Yeah, but Den lives on Avenue B.
You're the butcher of Avenue B.
Yeah, but he wants to walk to work.
He likes to walk to work.
They have a sign on the front of that place. Sorry, we're closed.
Sorry, we're closed. Gone fishing.
It's a great photo opportunity.
Really?
Yeah, who will remember 6 months from now?
Not no, only if it's on the cover of the next A-Bone CD.
Yeah, something to offend everyone.
They gotta get a sorry we're open sign.
Yeah, sorry, really. Sorry we're open.
Yeah. Wild Chick is here.
The right to keep and bear arms. Anyway, what's the vibe today, Sko?
I don't know, it's just kind of a shut-in technical vibe today. Uh-huh. You know, after spending a week in Bay Ridge, which was so intense.
Bay Ridge? What, you don't like Bay Ridge?
What, you don't like... Oh, man, it was really intense. I mean, you know, we were out there... The food is really good.
And I'm sure.
We definitely stuck out in an amazing way.
Even Guadagnino?
Even Guad stuck out in an amazing way.
Wow.
But it was the
Speaking
best...
Of sticking out in amazing ways, Wild Girl arrived.
There you go. What's she wearing today? I guess since Lori S. is gone, now it's the Wild Girl clothing update.
Oh, she's taking it off as we speak. There's a...
She's a West Elementary...
Bulldog? Elementary school t-shirt. Uh-huh. What'd you say? You gotta move
West Elementary Bulldogs.
Oh. West Elementary Bulldog t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
There was a black sweatshirt, black or blue jeans, silver leather jacket. TCB cap. TCB gimme cap.
Yeah. I like that.
I think she was stuck out a little in Bay Ridge herself.
That's a good one.
Did you get like any sort of drive-by howlings?
Where?
In Bay Ridge, you know, like,
Oh, kind of. There was some of that stuff, but the best thing was one of the places that we ate, that it was like a pizzeria, but they had really good sauce, so it wasn't your normal red sauce. It had more zing, and it was pretty spicy. So, and the counter guy was like your off-the-boat guy, you know, so he was like, because I asked him, you know, do you guys sell sauce? You know, he was like, that was the weirdest question he ever heard in his life.
In his entire life, yeah.
Then, so we talked to the guy in the back, with the old guy who had made our food, and we told him it was good and everything. So the next time we came in, it was like, well, you know, could we buy some sauce? And the guy, with that, he has to start looking both ways and everything.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and... Guad figured it out. It was like the guy in his mind, it was like, what, your mother doesn't make any sauce? Like, and there was no, you know, no way to explain these things.
Mm.
We I don't know. It's kind of frightening out there.
Yeah. Well, you remember, pizza sauce is actually, semi-seriously, is one of those things that, the thing that doesn't exist that we're not supposed to mention was, like, interested in sort of pushing on pizzerias all citywide, like, 5-10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There's this whole sort of big, the feds were after, like,
cheese also, bagels, laundromats.
It was weird. Pizza sauce is one of the things they were moving in on, so maybe they're getting nervous that way, because maybe they thought that, like, you were going to tell them that they have to use your sauce.
Oh, it, now see, that makes sense. That makes really does make sense. I never thought of that, Bruce.
There you go.
Well,
you know what he means?
Yeah.
Did you follow that?
Yeah, I
know it's silly coming from you, right, out there, but there it is, you know?
But I just wanted to buy some sauce.
I know.
I told him I was bringing my own container and everything.
That's good. That's very good.
You know, I was thinking food. We did have a good time out there, though, with the food vibe. It was pretty funny.
Cool.
There's a severe shortage of sideburns out in Bay Ridge.
Yeah, no lie.
And necks.
No neck. No sideburns. Everybody's got a beeper. I mean,
not a whole lot of boot action either, I guess.
No, they don't have cowboy boots. They wear those, their own kind of boots, you know, with like a little buckle on it or something.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's kind of a funny thing.
A lot of Doc Martens in that neighborhood too.
Doc Martens?
Yeah,
after dark. When the kids get home from school.
Oh yeah, I did see some kids, they're allowed to do that stuff, but I think that stuff stops as soon as they're done with school.
Yeah.
Then it's like, you know, okay, you know, then they smack them in the head and mean it, you know. Oh, today's vibe. I guess that is, I don't know what today's vibe is. Now I'm in the technical shut-in area because I got a bunch of stuff to get done, which I put off for a week and,
mm-hmm.
or months and months, I guess. The JR is headed over here to help me with some words.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Is today his birthday?
Yeah. Last Monday was his birthday.
What is it, like 27 years in show business now?
He's been 28 for a while now. I'm wondering about that
28
figure.
Forever?
Yeah, he's a little kid. When I met him, he was a little kid.
Really?
Yeah, he's real young.
Now he's a big kid.
He's a big little kid.
Yeah.
He's hairy, man. Happy birthday, Jeff.
What, you saw him at the pool?
Hey, man, me and the Gerald go way back. Me and Gerald, you know, it's cool. I can say anything like that if he says anything like about me that he wants to.
Back to those NYU dorm parties with the 25-cent mixed drinks.
There it is, man. The innocent days before the Earth's crust cooled.
Pre-crust cooling, pre-bug.
Uh-huh.
MTV has got some pretty outrageous stuff on here today. It's like their sex. They have people talking about sex.
This is what happens when Roscoe can't get the station. He watches MTV.
I did have it on a little bit. I was channel checking. But this week, I'm going to be around, and I will get together with Senior Technical Staff Advisor Brian Redman, and I got the route figured out for where the antenna will go. We'll stick it up on the roof.
If you drape it across that church steeple across the street on 4th.
Yeah, I'm going to get it up there. You know, it should be able to, we should be able to figure it out. And then by next week, people can come over and listen to the Hound Show like days of yesteryear.
Party at Roscoe's.
Pines.
Party at Scoe's, man.
Maybe string a few Christmas lights on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess the vibe report. I could finish off with a Scoe's refrigerator report. We got some Frango mints from Chicago from my folks,
Marshall
Fields. Have you ever had Frango mints?
No.
They're pretty famous. They're great.
The Illinois contingent's freaking out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wild Goats come running in.
Life without Frango mints is indeed hell.
There you go.
Yeah.
So Wild Girl knows them.
Hey, I got a joke for you, Roscoe.
What?
How do you know when a girl singer is knocking at your door?
I don't know.
You got to tell her when to come in.
That's good. It's good. There's one steak in here.
Uh-huh.
There's one bottle of champagne.
Uh-huh. Just in case.
Yep. Some coffee, some salad, some hummus, some pita bread, and some Arnold's Natural 12 Grain.
How about it?
That's it.
I'm just starving.
The chicken soup is on the ML made some good chicken soup, and it's on the stove. I just put a little fire under it and the Teflon pan.
Okay.
So I'll go back to my craziness, and you guys get loud, and next week I'll be listening.
Okay.
All right.
See you, Roscoe.
See you.
State of the Vibe Report, folks. Why does he do it?